up to the 4 o'clock hour. Let's get rolling here. Talk a little sports cards, collectibles, and more with you on a Wednesday.
From baseball cards.
Oh boy, free trading cards.
To bobbleheads and everything in between. It's time for the Collector's Corner on 1600 ESPN.
Collector's Corner, usually a 5 o'clock hour staple on Wednesdays, but moving it up by an hour here on 1600 ESPN. This is the weekly segment where we talk sports cards, collectibles, memorabilia, everything of the like. Here with you, I've been collecting both cards and memorabilia since I was a kid, and happy to share my knowledge, whatever knowledge I might have, with you, the listening audience here on 1600 ESPN. If you haven't checked out the segment before, you're just tuning in today, this is your first time hearing it, do have the podcasts available for you, kgymradio.com. Look under the Spencer on Sports tab. We post it after the show every week, and you can catch up on my thoughts about news from the hobby and different things like that. Also, questions, topic ideas, always welcome. You can reach out via the text line, 319-366-1600, or feel free to send an email, Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R, at kgymradio.com. Just put Collector's Corner in the subject line for the emails so I know what the email is about, and happy to chat with you that way. A couple stories wanted to get to. We're short on time, so I might not get to them in full today, but a really cool thing here for Topps this week, Topps Trading Cards. They came out with a Lou Gehrig Day baseball card set. Now, there's two different variations of this. There is a one-of-one autograph, meaning it's the only one in existence, that's being auctioned off now through MLB.com and MLB Auctions, and will be on auction coming up through the 12th of this month. There's one player per team, and it's an autograph card. It has a picture of the player and then a picture of Lou Gehrig on the card as well. And the money from these special auctions actually going to go to ALS Research, which is really cool to see. In fact, Sarah Langs, who is an MLB reporter, MLB researcher, I'm sure you're familiar with her work. She actually helped design the cards and select the players who are going to have a card in this set. So there's one player for all 30 teams. Obviously, the superstar cards, I saw the Shohei Ohtani one earlier. The current bid on the Shohei Ohtani Lou Gehrig Day one-of-a-kind autograph card, $12,020. So if you were thinking about putting a bid in on the Shohei card, sorry, it might not be in your price range. But there's a player for each team. A lot of them are going to go for big money because it's a one-of-a-kind type of collectible. But when the money goes to research for important research for ALS, he's certainly willing to support the cause there. And it's kind of cool to see them do that, partner up with that, and give this opportunity for collectors to get something cool, but also help out a great cause. So you got cards for Shohei Ohtani, Paul Skeens, Juan Soto, Mike Trout, Gerrit Cole, Tarek Skubal, Alex Bregman, Christian Yelich, Salvi Perez, and a number of others out there for auction, too. And if you can't afford an autograph, I noticed Topps has an unsigned set, meaning they're not autographed, but they have all 30 cards in a set that you can buy online, too. So if you still want to help out, but maybe can't afford a $12,000 Shohei Ohtani autograph, you can grab that for your collection at Topps' website. They have some a game-worn memorabilia, too, MLB does, that they're going to put out there for Lou Gehrig Day items, again, to help benefit ALS research. So cool stuff from Topps there. I like that they do certain things like that, kind of exclusives to give a win to collectors, but also a win to a good cause as well. And something cool that I saw, and we're getting into the Stanley Cup Final here tonight, and we'll preview that a little bit more here in just a few moments on the sports menu. Upper Deck Trading Card Company, they are the, I believe Topps has a sticker license with the NHL. I could be completely wrong on that. But Upper Deck is the primary source for hockey trading cards. And they have a super high-end set called The Cup. And you get some really, really cool stuff in it. There's game-used patches. There's all this sort of stuff. It's really expensive to open up. But you get superstar autographs and rookie patches and all this cool stuff out of it. Upper Deck has actually taken a step toward making sure that collectors know what they're getting is the real deal. For those who aren't necessarily card collectors or memorabilia collectors, it really shouldn't surprise any of you to know that there are a lot of people out there who are looking to make a quick buck, and they create fake trading cards or cards with fake memorabilia and fake autographs and put them on auction sites like eBay and other sites to try to make a dollar, and they're preying on unsuspecting collectors. So Upper Deck is actually taking a step with this product this year called The Cup, this high-end product, to make it known to collectors that what they're getting is actually a legitimate relic, a legitimate piece of the jersey, piece of the puck, piece of the stick, stuff like that in their trading card. Upper Deck recently saying they are going to catalog their entire rookie patch autograph card lineup from The Cup, this high-end set, and make it available as a public database. Each card for the rookie patch autograph is actually going to come encased in a holder with a unique serial number and a QR code. And I think that's, grading is a big thing. If you're not familiar with what grading is, it's where you send your card into a grading company. It's a third-party company. They give it a score. One is the worst, 10 is the best, and that's a big thing in the hobby these days. This might upset some people who want to get these cards graded, but at the same time, like, I feel a little bit better if I knew what I'm getting is authentic. And a lot of these cards are sold on the secondary market. I mentioned eBay. I mentioned other sites that are out there. You want to make sure what you're getting is legit. And eBay has some steps for that too, but even that system is not perfect. And you have this already pre-encased trading card. You can scan the code. It's the database is there. And you know this is legit. This is where it came from. And this is the piece that Upper Deck put out for sale. I think it's a great step. It's a step in the right direction. I'd like to see Topps and Panini, the two other big card companies out there, do something like this for their memorabilia. The problem with Topps being owned by Fanatics is a lot of their stuff that they just need a quick jersey piece for. Fanatics can just send them some jerseys to cut up. And that's, I think, what you want to try to avoid in situations like this, because anybody can go to Fanatics, any hockey collector, buy a Connor McDavid jersey from Fanatics.com or whatever it might be, cut it up, make a fake card, put it on eBay and make $1,000 or whatever it is. And that's what Upper Deck is trying to take away the opportunity to do for those people that are out there that are trying to do that thing. So I'd like to see more companies, more trading card companies, more memorabilia companies do more stuff like this. But I'm glad Upper Deck was the first to do it. I'd like to see it done for most products, not just the super, high-end $1,000 a box type of thing, but sometimes you need a cheap jersey card made, and it doesn't necessarily have to be the most authentic thing, but I think Upper Deck's taking a good step here with this.
So is it impossible for those cards to get graded at all, like send them in anywhere, or is it just a lot more effort?
A lot more effort. There are plenty of people out there who crack the slab open.
Okay.
You have to take a wire cutter. I've never done it personally. I get a card graded, or I buy a graded card. There's a reason I bought a graded card, or I got it graded. But there are people you can pry the slab open and crack it in certain spaces and pull the card out. A lot of people do it if they don't like the grade they got, and then they try to send it to another company.
Yeah. Right. It's like when your mom tells you no, you go to your dad.
Exactly. Yeah, 1,000% right. So you can crack the slab open, crack the plastic case open, but that's one thing that was covered in this piece at Sports Collectors Daily. They're like, well, what about getting it graded? Because it's not graded. It's just, it's in a slab. It's a, here's what this is. Here's the QR code to prove that it's legit. So if you crack it out of that, you can't put the QR code back with the graded card. So there's kind of like a, if you decide to take it out of the authenticated Upper Deck plastic case, you're kind of losing that.
The reselling is a little bit more sketchy than the other ones out there.
So it's up to the collector, really. It's like, what do you choose to do? I would probably just leave it in. I don't collect a ton of hockey as it is. So I would probably never be in this kind of predicament. But if this does expand to baseball or football or whatever, like, it's up to the collector. Do you really need that card graded, or are you cool with it being already in a case for you?
You would also assume that with the extra layer of, you know, protection, most of those would be nines or tens anyway, even without having to get it graded. Like, they have that extra sort of case protection, so it's not like there's going to be too much damage from the box or the packaging that they were already in. Again, that's just an assumption. I don't know what the cards really come out like, but with that extra protection, it's, I don't want to say safe to assume, but it's fair to assume that it's probably in pretty good shape anyway.
You'd hope so. Panini is notorious, and I could spend the next hour. We don't have an hour ragging on Panini, but you look at some of their high-end products. If folks out there have ever heard of the program or the product National Treasures or Immaculate, those are some of the higher-end ones. There are cards routinely with damage that come out of National Treasures or Immaculate, or there's a set called Flawless they produce. Flawless NBA or Flawless. Oh, gee, there's a ding in the corner of the card in a set called Flawless. Let's be better, Panini. Let's be better at this. Let's be better at this, all card companies, but Panini is the one who makes Flawless, and it's kind of ironic when I've got this Flawless one-of-one Victor, and Wemby doesn't sign for Panini, so Flawless one-of-one Bo Nix autograph, and it comes back a PSA 9. Like, what? How does that work? It's not Flawless then, is it? 319-366-1600, that's a early edition of Collector's Corner, normally at 5:30 on Wednesdays. If you missed anything from this segment or past segments, you can check it out at kgymradio.com, the podcast. And if you're wondering where the segment goes after today, back when we were with a full show, you can find it at 5:30, 5:35 Wednesdays here on 1600 ESPN. Quick timeout and the sports menu coming up.